Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Lot on the line this season. It seems like Mike McDaniel could be on the hot seat. Of course, we said that late last year. Chris Greer, who knows? One thing we do know. This team needs to win more games. Last year, finished 8-9. Not good enough. Some of the preliminary talks, Yahoo Sports, as I said earlier, have the Dolphins ranked 23rd in their offseason of power rankings, right ahead of the Colts, the Patriots, and the Raiders. But BetMGM has the team projected winning 8.5 games this season. Is there a way they could find a winning season? Maybe even more than a winning season. 10-win season. 11-win season, 12-win season. Vlad says no.
Dude, let's start this, okay? It was talked about on the Tillman Leroy show that when I was filling in. Tyreek Hill is going out publicly. Now, this is one thing. Now, if Tyreek apologized to the team and for his actions in last year, 2024, who knows, right? But Tyreek being the voice of reason in the Jalen Ramsey front office dispute, I wouldn't like that, bro.
Okay.
I don't think that's the guy that's
going to... I really liked that he came out and said, we're going to try to keep him. I'm going to go try to get him to stay, because I think that helps you, makes you a better team immediately in a secondary that is very shaky.
Tyreek Hill is your mediator? He's the voice of reason?
I didn't say voice of reason. He's your teammate. He's respected.
By who?
By Jalen Ramsey. And that's the guy you're trying to impress, am I right? Not the writers.
So Jalen Ramsey, who's upset with the way that Mike McDaniel was running the team last year because of latenesses and they're just allowing guys, is going to listen to the guy who is probably in the forefront of all those matters. And he's the guy. What are we talking about here?
I've turned over a new leaf.
What are we talking
about? Together. Man. You do your side. I'll do my side. And we'll get this thing going in the right direction. Okay, I don't want to go off on Tyreek Hill.
I'm just saying that because Tyreek Hill said earlier, like you said, he was on a podcast with Johnny Manziel saying that the Dolphins are going to win and everything. That's great. I've heard all this talk for the last 3 years. I kind of want to just see it.
Okay, let's see what happens. Chris Perkins, our guy over there at the South Florida Sun.
Shout out to CP.
Always great stuff. He has a new article out. Here's how the Dolphins can reach 10, 11, possibly 12 wins in 2025. Now, first things first, full disclosure, Perk admits he's predicting the team go 9-8 this year.
Actually, yeah. They're in that 7-10, 8-9, 9-8, 10-7 area.
And it seems like Vegas agrees with that. So
what's the over under? 8?
8.5. So a lot of people are seeing right now, as of now, a 9-8, 8-9 type team, which is not the greatest, but nonetheless.
Depending.
We talked to Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. He says every year there's that one team that's not supposed to be in the playoffs that's in the playoffs. 2 years ago, the Texans. This past year, the Washington Commanders.
They won a crappy division.
Maybe this year it's the Dolphins. Maybe.
Buff, Josh Allen just got married, and then that's it? Boom.
Bada bing, bada boom, man.
The ring took away his – that's it? Huh?
Well,
ball and chain now?
He's on the record for saying 9-8.
All right.
And considering the uncertain roster situation involving cornerback Jalen Ramsey, who you and I just talked about, Tyreek Hill is trying to recruit him back to the team. I give kudos to Tyreek Hill for that.
Maybe
he was listening to this show and he heard me give that scenario as probably the best case scenario. And
what? What?
Tyreek said, Dan Day's got something. I think I need to go talk to Jalen Ramsey. Nonetheless, here's what Perk says. We'll assume it'll take 11 wins to earn a playoff berth. Whew, that's a lot of wins. 12
that's
wins
a tough conference.
To get a home playoff game. Whew, that's tough. Take a whole lot of good things to happen, he says, for the Dolphins to get to 12 wins.
Have you seen the Dolphins schedule?
Well, first things first. Yes, I have. First things first, he says Tua has to be healthy all 17 games. I think we're going to agree with that because Zach Wilson ain't going to lead you to 12 wins or 10 wins.
He could lead you to Century Village.
You know, you build a bridge your whole life. You build bridges. You know, I'm not going to finish that joke, man. You sleep with one cougar and you're branded for life. Although he was a cougar in college. Nonetheless, you build bridges your whole life.
Yeet or yeet.
Okay. So, Dolphins, they haven't also been graded out very good. But here's how they can get to 10, 11, possibly 12 wins. According to Chris Perkins, We're going to take a ride. First, you have to win at Buffalo.
Not happening. Whether it's sunny, windy, raining,
week three.
Snowing.
Week three.
Yeah, but every time they play in week three, this, you know what's going to happen, right? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Dolphins are going to play the Bills so good. It's going to be a great game back and forth. And then Josh Allen's going to do Josh Allen things, and then they're going to win 31-27.
Once again, Chris Perkins patting us on the back and punching us in the stomach at the same time. Here's what he says about winning at Buffalo. This is our route to 10, 11, possibly 12 wins. I'm expecting the Dolphins to get swept by the Bills. Oh, man. Buffalo dominates the Bills. Oh, I mean, Buffalo dominates the Dolphins. Oh, man. The Bills led the Superman quarterback, Josh Allen, 6-1 against the Dolphins since 2022.
He owned you.
Week 3, September 18th at Buffalo. It's a Thursday night game. Bad combination. All right, you're not inspiring me right now. Tua must outshine Allen. That can be done. And either wide receiver, Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle, must, maybe both of them, put up 100 yards a game. Neither has
Buffalo
done
got
that
a good secondary.
Yeah, neither has done that against the Bills in the Mike McDaniel era.
Buffalo's got a good secondary.
What are you telling us, Chris Perkins here?
And then they got a great defensive line against a, we don't know, a yet-to-be-determined Miami Dolphins offensive line.
They got a young edge rusher in Chop Robinson that can cause some havoc, hey? Hey?
And they got a guy, Deion Dawkins, who, you know.
It's not played in the extreme cold. It's in week three, so that's a plus. You know, maybe pull a rabbit out of the hat right there. Okay, so maybe a win at Buffalo. We're gonna put that in the maybe column. When I say maybe, that's being polite because half the column that he wrote about win at Buffalo is about how we can't win at Buffalo. Nonetheless, there's like one little line in there. Hopefully we can get some edge rushing and it's not
cool. You don't want an article that says hopeful.
Number two, you got to go 2-1 versus Baltimore, Buffalo, and Washington.
You can't go 2-1 against both Buffalo. You played them twice.
Well, in that stretch.
You're talking about a three? Oh, they have a three-game stretch where they're playing those three teams in three consecutive weeks?
Right. So Baltimore, that's a tough one.
That's in Baltimore down here. That's down here. I think Lamar comes back.
Yep, they're coming back.
Yeah, he's going to bust your ass.
Buffalo, right. We already talked about how tough that is.
That's in Miami, though, right?
Yep.
That could be different. That's in December, correct?
Let's see. Most would agree the Dolphins will go 1-2. I'm not agreeing to that. During the midseason three-game stretch.
Oh, it's midseason. So they're not playing. So when does Buffalo come to Miami?
Baltimore, Buffalo, Washington. But a little bit of luck, they can go 2-1 down that stretch and steal a game, reach 11 wins.
Because if it's the middle of the season.
Here we go. I'm going to tell you right now. The Dolphins host Baltimore October 30th, which means this
day
is a
before
Thursday
Halloween.
Night
so
it, road
yes,
game.
Yes, it's a Thursday night game.
Remember the last time the Ravens came here and played on Thursday night game?
So they're hosting the Ravens, right?
Yep.
So that's a home game here.
Yep. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they're on short rest. The Ravens will have played the Bears just 4 days earlier. So,
And the Dolphins would have been playing who?
I haven't looked at the schedule.
Yeah, they might be playing somebody else. That might be difficult.
Maybe the defense limits Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson and running back Derrick Henry. God, that's a tall task. Devon Achane goes off.
You guys are not stopping. What?
Give me a second here. Baltimore on short rest. We're at home on a Thursday night. Last time we played Baltimore on a Thursday night at home, we beat them. That's a couple of years ago. I understand that. Nonetheless, maybe you pull some magic out of the hat. You find a way to beat Baltimore. Crazier things have happened. It's the night before Halloween. Maybe they get spooked. We'll be all right. All right, so you get that.
Wait, you're going hot. All right. The Dolphins are coming. They play the Falcons on the road the week before, 4 days before.
Easy win.
That's not an easy win. That's one of your losses I gave
easy.
You.
Easy. Well, that's you.
You're getting there. Michael Penix is going
to take care of the Saints and the Falcons with ease.
Don't get Penix, Evie. He's going to beat
Saints
you guys.
Saints might be the worst team in the NFL. Just keep that in mind.
A lot of your teams that you support in your city might be the worst teams in their respective league. We'll talk about
They're doing a good job of trying to be the worst.
Okay, go ahead.
The Dolphins then host Buffalo November 9th. Okay, so.
That's a loss.
You're not instilling confidence in me, Vlad.
And then you got to go all the way to Europe. You're going to Spain.
So the Dolphins did defeat the Bills 21-19 at Hard Rock Stadium back in 2002. Is that positive?
You mean, beat the Bills?
Yeah. And they also ran out of time in that game. But that's not. So then you got to go to Real Madrid Stadium in, yes, Madrid, Spain, and play the Washington Commanders, who are a question mark, let's say, this year.
Question mark for what?
They overexceeded last year.
That don't mean anything?
Are they going to be better? Are they going to maybe revert to the mean this year? No one's going to be overlooking them.
You know what's funny? Your team wasn't good last year. Their team was. And you're saying, oh, are we sure they're going to be as good, just to make you give yourself confidence that you think you could beat them?
No, I'm just saying they're a different team this year and they're being looked at differently.
And what's the Dolphins?
They're a different team this year. They
should. And they're looked at
differently.
So what makes you think that because they're looked at differently that they think they should be able to beat the Commanders?
Okay, I'm trying to get to 12 wins here, Vlad.
You're not getting the 12 wins.
So all you got to do is beat Baltimore with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry.
Bro, you're not getting the 12 wins. I'm going to tell you the way to get to 12 wins. It's not those three games. You got to beat the Chargers at home.
You can do that. Okay. I got a good schedule.
You
got
to go to Cleveland and beat Cleveland in Cleveland.
Got that.
You're not a good road team. You got to beat Cincinnati later on in the year. Here's your big three stretch. You ready for the big three game stretch? It's not that one that CP put. He's right about it, but it's not. The big three game stretch to me would be at Steelers Monday night versus Cincinnati Sunday night versus Tampa Bay the following week.
All playoff teams.
All playoff teams. You got two night games, so you're being shown on Monday night and Sunday night, back to back.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up, Vlad, because the final key is win at the Steelers. The Dolphins visit Pittsburgh and quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Can't believe I'm saying that. December 15th, a Monday night game. I would admit that's winnable.
I don't.
Perhaps a late game field goal by kicker Jason Sanders for the win?
Wait, not bad weather?
Dolphins love a little Monday night action. We beat the Rams.
You haven't won a game under 39 degrees.
December is a brutal month for the Dolphins with games at the Jets December 7th, Pittsburgh December 15th, Cincinnati December 21st. Oh, against Cincinnati. I'm sorry. Not
Sunday night.
And then against the Tampa Bay Bucks December 28th. That is a brutal stretch.
That is a tough, if you really think about it, that's a tough eight-game stretch.
Because, you know, the Jets, familiarity breeds contempt. They are a division.
I just don't think you guys can win in the cold.
You're going to be at the Jets December 7th, Pittsburgh December 15th.
That could be cold. That could be snowing.
Cincinnati comes here. Tampa comes here. But those are three playoff teams back to back to back. Or no, Cincinnati wasn't a playoff team last year. I'm sorry. They were one game out last year.
But Joe Burrow threw for 5,000 yards, and you're going to have a mediocre secondary.
Oh, yeah, that's
at best.
Right. I forgot we have probably the worst secondary in the NFL.
Mediocre secondary at best.
And that's if Jalen Ramsey returns.
You got to go get, and I saw the last time I saw T. Higgins and Jamar Chase against Jalen Ramsey, it was the Super Bowl. And yeah.
Didn't go well for old Jalen Ramsey. So you have a very bad secondary on paper with Jalen Ramsey returning, and you're going to stop that air raid attack? Okay, that's going to be tough. So here we go. To recap, win at Buffalo, third game of the year. You could be 3-0 if you win that game. And then all of a sudden, everything kind of changes.
You know what? I love your optimism.
I'm stating what could.
And you know what could also happen? You could be 1-3 after that Monday night game against the Jets.
You could be facing a
Colts. Or you could be 0-4.
Daniel Jones is probably going to be starting for the Colts that game.
Do you want that? Didn't you lose to the Colts last year?
Yes, we did. But that was when backup quarterbacks and everything like
that. I think they were playing their backup quarterback.
No, Anthony Richardson started.
Did he just come back for that game maybe?
Yeah, he was back.
Oh, okay. He came back for that
game. So now all you got to do is go 2-1 against Baltimore, Buffalo, and Washington. All, of course, playoff teams.
9-8.
So you go 2-1, and then you got to beat the Steelers, who, once again, we're a playoff team. They have the best coach in the game, and they got Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, which is a question mark on a Monday night in the cold.
9-8.
Okay, well, we'll see. I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'm gonna say we don't beat Buffalo that third game of the season, but I do believe we'll sneak by and get a two out of three.
Look, you got to sweep
Baltimore, Buffalo, and
in order to win, you got to sweep the Jets and the Patriots.
You got the Saints, you got the Falcons. You win those games, you sweep the Jets.
You sweep the Jets and the Patriots, and if you somehow split with Buffalo, that's 5-1. Now you're cooking.
You beat the Colts.
Now you're cooking. You're cooking.
You beat the Colts. Let's say opening week. I'm confident, although it's a long way away.
The NFC South is not that strong.
Never.
So the only team you got to worry about is Tampa, which you played them here. But, I mean, they're in Tampa, so it's not like that much of a difference. It's not going to be anything different than that.
You still get the home field advantage.
And you got Carolina. Like, a loss to Carolina
You can't lose.
The Dolphins could beat the Ravens and then lose to Carolina.
That's probably what's going to happen. You always are good for one that you're not supposed to win and good for one you're not supposed to lose. That's every team. That's not just the Dolphins.
The Commanders game is different because that's a game in Spain.
Like, I feel
that's
good about that one.
That's a neutral site game.
I can't project out that far, but I feel good about that one. Not to say we're going to win or lose. I just say I feel good about the Dolphins in that one.
That's a neutral site game, and that team, the Commanders are a very good team.
They got a good quarterback.
They're a good team. And you know that's crazy for me to say because, you know, I got – people think I got beef with Cliff Kingsbury because I always want him fired. But he's a great offensive coordinator.
That's just where he should be.
He just can't coach for crap.
Couldn't win with Patrick Mahomes, really, in college.
So
– problems.
I love this – I like the article, but you're thinking this is what can happen for a team with so many question marks on the team – with the roster. Your O-line, your defensive backs.
So basically,
your running game.
He's telling us, without telling us, although he is telling us, this team's going to go 9-8.
Pretty much, they're going to. He says they're mediocre.
That's what everybody's projecting. So you know me, I'm optimistic.
Because think about it,
I get double digit wins.
This was. You're not saying this 2025 Miami Dolphins offseason was. What would you call it?
This offseason?
Yeah.
A whole lot of nothing.
It wasn't. It's. I don't want to say.
Let's be honest. What it was.
You're right. But I didn't think you would go that way, that far. But you lost more players than you actually signed. To me, it wasn't like the year prior or the 2 years prior where you were making additions. There were more subtractions than additions this offseason. And you finished what last season? 8-9.
8-9. But the last
and you subtracted some of the key contributors or some of the key contributors of what kept your season 8-9. Because that season could have been worse last year.
But you do get back Jalen Phillips. You do get back Bradley Chubb. You do have Chop Robinson. You got Kenneth Grant, the rookie.
You also lost Chris Calais Campbell, who held on. Who held the team.
Teron Armstead.
Teron Armstead, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're possibly going to lose Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You gained Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Which, once again, all this is predetermined that Tua Tagovailoa is healthy for every single game of this season. My friend Adam Baldecchi just texted me. We convinced him we're going to win 11 games this year.
So, fam.
I'm with Adam.
Okay, let me ask you this. Was Teron Armstead the best offensive lineman the Miami Dolphins have had the last 3 years?
Yes.
And in the games, other than how many seasons that Teron Armstead played, that Tua Tagovailoa was capable to play a full season of games.
1 year.
1 year.
And he had multiple injuries last year, not just concussions.
And he had one of the top five offensive linemen protecting him.
Yes.
And he doesn't have that now.
Patrick Paul will be taking Toronto.
No, he doesn't have that now, right?
But Austin Jackson is coming back.
And what's the history of Austin Jackson? Is he not also
injured? He had one injury. You remember the beginning of his career was a slow start. It was
a slow start, and then he had a slow injury. Okay. You're not giving me – that's not promising.
So I'm still thinking double-digit wins. You'll be surprised.
You might start thinking double-digit losses. That's what you might start thinking.
We'll reconvene when the season gets closer, or maybe after that. Let's say after that third game. Maybe this is what we should put.
And
the barometer is Buffalo week 3. Because you could either be 3-0 at the end of that game, or you could be 0-3, and it's time to go.
No, you could be 2-1. You could beat the Colts and the Patriots and be 2-1 and just be like, all right, well, we got some work to do. We always say, you know, this context in losing, if it's a nail-biter, a close game, you're going to be like, all right, cool.
I still don't feel good about that. If Buffalo beats us in any way, shape, or form, it's still.
But then even if you beat Buffalo, it's like, all right, it was early in the season.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They come down to Miami, you're going to be like, oh, well, that was just, you know.
But you get out of the first three games of the season, 3-0, you have to feel
better. But the Dolphins always start hot.
That is true. We're not a very good December team.
You don't end well. The last time you ended well was with Flores.
Jets, Steelers, Bengals, Bucks in December. That's your month of December right there.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ho, ho, ho.
Wait, the last game of the season against the Patriots, right? Yes.
Yes.
Here. No, there.
That is going to be there because home opener is against the Patriots week two.
So, yeah, that's not promising for me as well. That, what if the Dolphins are in a win to get in type of situation for a wild card, and then they're going against the Patriots in the cold? Nah, bro.
Not a problem.
Why?
Because we were in that situation.
Who's coaching? Brian Flores?
We were in the situation a couple years ago. They had Bill Belichick, and we took care of that.
Who's coaching? Brian Flores?
Mike McDaniel was the coach.
No, he was not.
Win and get in, and we did it. With Skylar Thompson as our quarterback.
No, he didn't.
Yes, we did. Or was it the Jets?
It was the Jets.
No, we beat you. I didn't want to make any.
Okay. It was the Jets, and it was down here. You're going there.
That's okay.
In January.
That's good.
With a team that hasn't won in cold weather in the last three seasons.
You call that seasoning. Seasoning. Got to change some things around, man. This team's got a new culture and attitude this year, they said. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. I mean, what else are you going to do, Vlad? You lost some of your best players. You haven't gained a bunch of players. You have to do something. Sit here, well, what do you want them to do? Okay, we're just going to keep on.
Mike McDaniel is not he can't lead men, bro. Let's cut the BS and
wait until, let's see how this season plays out.
Listen, clearly the players are like, they're looking at him like, nah, man, I can't listen to you right now. I'm not able to listen to you. I don't believe in the words that you're saying.
We shall see. We shall see. I still got us double-digit wins for now. And, of course, it's very early, so let's just...
I think it's another 8-9 season.
Oh, that's what Vegas and a lot of other experts are predicting. So that's why we play the games.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.